Track 21. Extract 2. You hear part of a radio interview with two Chinese Australians who took part in a documentary about Chinese migration.
Before I took part in the documentary, I'm ashamed to say that I didn't know that much about that period of history. The 1900s, of course, when my great-grandfather came to Australia and worked like so many other Chinese in the gold mines. I've always seen myself as a Chinese Australian, but that was more to do with family values and some of our spiritual beliefs. I have to say that we grew up, my sisters and I, we grew up when my parents were already relatively wealthy and I had a good education, but I know now that I took it all for granted then. Being involved in the film showed me what hardships our ancestors went through and the sacrifices they made.
I suspect that we had the same kind of childhood, strict Chinese parents. I bet you had to do more homework than other kids in your class.
Yes, but in all other respects, I think we were the same. If you have an Australian accent, you're seen as an Australian.
I think we've come a long way. Our communities used to be hidden from view, but now we're much more integrated. We're not hidden away in cafes and market gardens anymore. And it's no longer the case that every parent is insisting their kid becomes a doctor or a lawyer. You've now also got Chinese Australians performing as musicians, artists, writers, and that was a rare sight not so long ago. But it still occasionally happens that when I'm introduced to a European Australian, they like to compliment me on my good English. It doesn't occur to them that my family may have been here longer than theirs.